Yay! Here we go again!
This is a Mater Radio Network and MaterCast presentation.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the MaterCast. I'm Jerry Mater, and we got a lot of great things to talk about, including some new people that are coming to our show for the first time ever on TuneIn. Boy, are they really screwed. Anyway, this show is adults only, so listener discretion is strongly advised. Now this.
This show is copyright 2020 to 2055. All rights have been reserved. None of this broadcast can be transmitted, or rather retransmitted, recopied, or reused for commercial purposes, and none of its music can be stripped from it without written consent of the publisher. Those things are strictly prohibited and will be subject to copyright violation laws if we find out you've done so. This show was created by me, Jerry Mater, and heard all around the world on great platforms wherever you can listen to a podcast. You can find us. We want to thank you for tuning in, and here we go with the show.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. How are y'all? I'm doing great. Anyways, I'm sitting here thinking about yesterday, as we had an interesting day yesterday. So, I'll tell you a story about what happened yesterday. I was in the middle of working on some things, and I fucked my whole system up. Yeah. Boy, laugh. Laugh all you want, because it was pretty funny. I go into the store and I'm shopping around for some things, you know, because I just love to torture myself. I'm sitting there and I gotta keep remembering that dings. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm looking through the, you know, ATM to get my money out, and I'm standing in line and I hear this lady ask the question that needs to be asked because she's a total idiot. But anyway, so she asked this question. And she says, "Hey, do you guys have any ice?" And the lady says, "Yeah, we got," or the guy says, "Yeah, we got some ice. There's some ice out in the cooler outside. You know, you have to go out to the cooler to get ice." And she says, "The one that says, do you mean the one that says ice on it?" Anyway, yeah, she said that. She said, "The one that says ice on it? Stupid bitch." "No, the one that says pickles." My mom pipes up and says, "Yeah, the one that says pickles, you idiot. What one did you think we meant?" You know, it's like, really? Stupid. Did you ever think for a minute that somebody just might know the answer to your question? Yeah. Anyway, so that happened yesterday, and then we went to see my sister, who is another complete basket case. And I found out from, you know, the little kids say the dumbest shit, especially when you're in the car with them. My little niece, you know, God bless her heart, she's trying to be so nice about it, but she looks at me and says, "I ain't wearing your mask, Jerry," because our governor just, she had made a stupid mandate that says we all have to wear masks, which I'm not at all for that. I'm very much against it, but, and so is our county sheriff, it seems. Yeah, even the county sheriff is telling her to fuck off. Really? I mean, that. Hey, Whitmer.
Don't be a bozo.
She needs that double. She needs that double.
Don't be a bozo.
Right? Really, though, how are you that damn stupid to know? To know that, I mean, even somebody with half a brain knows that governors don't make laws. What a dumbass. Like, how do you even function as a governor if you don't know the basics of being a damn governor? For real, though. Like, how? How is that even done? You know, like, duh. Anybody knows. Governors don't make laws. You know? They just don't. You can make all the mandate. You see, the thing is, she thinks because she's made a mandate that people have to do what she says. And they kind of do. That is a good point. But it's not a law, so the police are not going to enforce it. And our great, I got to tell you that I have got to literally hand it to Mr. Federspiel, our Federspiel, huh? I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name properly. Is it Federspiel or Federspiel? I want to pronounce it properly, but if I got it wrong, I apologize, sir. Because this guy deserves a hell of an applause. He told the governor flat out, or well, he's telling everyone else, we just don't got the manpower to cover your stupid mandate. No, really what he wanted to say, but he knows he'd probably lose his job is, hey, Whitmer, fuck you. See, I know how to read between the lines. I'm not stupid. I can read real well between the lines. There's just certain ways you have to handle certain people, because if you say fuck you to your boss, you know you're going to get tanned. You know what's coming. So you just tiptoe around it by saying, sorry, but I really don't care about your fucking law. Stupid. And then she does the absolute stupidest thing you could have ever done. Not cool. You know what she did? You know... This dumb bitch decides to send an emergency alert message to everyone's phones to let them know of the rules because she thinks she's Miss Tyrant and she can control the EAS system like it's her own PA system. Really? That might get you in trouble with the big boys. Stupid. That's not an emergency, by the way. Wearing a mask or not wearing a mask is not going to help, or is not going to hinder my life. I mean, yeah, it might if I get the virus, but it's not something that you just, well, you know, usually you use an emergency alert for things like emergencies like, let's see, maybe the flood? Maybe that one? You might also use it for things like a tornado. But never. Never in a trillion years did I ever think she would be that damn stupid to use the emergency alert system for exactly what it's not designed for. Her to use as her own personal announcement system. No, really. That deserved double laughter. Anyway, stupid. Yep, and as you know it now, Halfwit has, oh my god, she's done lost her fucking brain. Yep, that's the truth, and that's how I feel about the whole damn thing. In other news, because I just don't have time to waste on her, we're getting a puppy this week. We're getting a puppy, and my mother decides to name it after a Kinks song. Can you top that? No, really. The damn dog's named Lola. You know, that stupid... that stupid song that mentions... It's basically about a cross-dresser. Yeah. So does that mean the dog's gonna be a cross-dresser too? Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. Yeah. Okay, that's enough of that, because that song is just irritating. But the problem... Wait, I didn't tell you about the problem part. You guys clapped too soon. Damn it. You ruined it. You ruined it. Anyway, we are not wearing masks here at the MaterCast Studios. I do not have a mask. You know, that's true. You know, if you honestly think about it, maybe we can add in a little extra because, well, I'm a Trump supporter. I don't support everything Trump does. Some things Trump does, you just can't support it, because if you do, then you must be out of your fucking tree. But I do support what he does sometimes. So, you know, I'll give it to him. He did a great job on the coronavirus situation. Put your fucking hands together. Because Trump's like that guy on Gilligan's Island, you know. He's kind of like that guy. He just comes up with the problem as it gets there.
Let's see here.
What's that? A COVID-19? What the fuck is that? Oh, let's see. I'll just tell the people, wear masks. There. That's basically what Governor Whitmer's doing. She's bitching about everybody wearing a mask. That's a wonder she doesn't do that in her fucking sleep. That, and cut me out. Oh, might help if you push the right fucking button, dummy.
Crank it up.
Ow. It's part of my job. It's like me. But see, I wouldn't know where to begin. If I was Trump, I would probably just tell everyone, look, motherfuckers, we're all gonna die sometime. Right? We're all gonna die. This could be my exact speech. You ready? Here it goes. We're all gonna die sometime, but if you vote the Democrats in, we will die for damn sure. So don't vote them, and because they want to defund the police because they're fucking idiots, and if we do that, then we're all gonna die because not just Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter too, asshole. We all matter. I'm so sick of hearing Black Lives Matter anymore. I want to puke every time I see you on fucking TV with that fucking stupid bullshit. Fucking. They're just in it because they know how to get to the people the most. See, I figured it out finally. See, here's what it is. Your Black Lives, the Black Lives Matter thing, it's all a big hoax. And the black people are buying into it like it's the most coolest damn thing in the world. And what these folks who are African American need to realize, these Black Lives Matter movements are not really designed for you in mind. They're designed to make money. Okay? Stop going to these fuckers and giving them ammunition, because every time you do it, it comes back to bite you in the end. Do you see them really caring? They're not getting down on bended knee and saying, look, we're going to change this shit. It's going to happen. They should have already started changing it. But they're not, because Black Lives Matter is a false movement. I will tell you straight to the point that Black Lives Matter is the most foolish thing, because black lives do matter, but so do everybody else's lives. And if you defund the fucking police, we're all gonna fucking die. Because when you defund the police, you defund 911, you defund the dispatchers who have to spend their time and bust their ass to do their damn job to get us help. Oh, and by the way, who needs dispatchers? We have a governor who thinks she knows it all. I'm pretty sure maybe she can come up with something. Maybe her husband can get off his lazy ass and quit being a dentist. We don't need dentists. You know, we got enough of them. We need people that are actually going to, you know, govern our fucking state properly. And of course, we need people that don't throw bitch fits when somebody doesn't give them what they want, too. Yeah, that's what we really need. But what do I know? I'm just a citizen. But one of these days, I'm going to be your governor. In my fucking dreams. To get a fucking transition effect. So if anybody knows of any cool transition effects to put in this show, fucking buy one for me, will ya? What I'm gonna do here is I found a really cool sound effect. Let's see what you guys think of it. Hey? Wanna hear it again? Listen, real close this time. Kind of cool. Maybe I'll use that some other time. Kind of a neat little trick. Actually, fuck it.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
What do you mean, don't swear on it? It's my fucking show.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
How about go suck my ass?
Crank it up.
There you go. I like it. All right. Well, let's do one more thing and then we'll call it a day, because this show is already getting to the point where, really, I don't know what else to do with it. I mean, I had a whole thing planned out, but then my device crashed on me and all kinds of shit happened. So... We'll do a better show next week. I will be honest. I want to do a better show next week, but I want to do some work on my computer before I do that because of the wonderful things it doesn't do. But I didn't want you guys not to have a show to listen to because I'm not that ignorant and I don't be stupid. So therefore, there it is. But you guys have a good day and we will call it good and y'all take care now. And I will catch you guys next week. There will not be a nature cast this week on Friday because I have other things I need to do on Friday. So there won't be a nature cast this Friday. And those shows may become a two-week event because I don't have a lot of material for those shows. So I will be doing them as I see that they need to be done. But I'm thinking maybe 2 weeks, every 2 weeks on Friday we'll do them. So not this week, but the next week. So y'all take care now. Be well, be safe, and I'll catch you guys next Tuesday on the Matercast.